Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 42, How to Create a Better Relationship. Are you one of the millions of people who've been unable to find a loving, fulfilling, and exciting relationship? I'm convinced that everyone can have the relationship of his dreams if he got rid of the beliefs that get in the way. I speak from experience because I had two marriages that failed because of my limiting self-esteem and relationship beliefs. After eliminating them, I found and married Shelley, to whom I'll be married 30 years in just a few months. People who know us are inspired by the incredible relationship that we have. Now, people can have several different type of relationship problems. Either they can't find one, and they hate the dating game, or they just had one, and it failed, leading to a lot of emotional pain and upset, or they're still in one that just doesn't work or isn't nurturing, leading to constant unhappiness, frustration, and anger. There's a fourth possibility that's even worse. Being in a relationship that doesn't really work and assuming that this is the best a relationship can possibly be. That leads to constant dissatisfaction but no hope for improvement because people in this situation don't think anything better is possible. We've been asked many times to create a package of beliefs and conditionings that would help people in each one of these situations. Unfortunately, because each relationship is so different, the beliefs and conditionings involved also can be different. So a generic DVD program for the average person is impossible, at least at the moment, because nothing is ever really impossible in the long run. I can, however, describe the type of beliefs and conditionings involved in different types of relationship problems. To begin with, negative self-esteem beliefs are usually involved in all of them, apart from the specific beliefs and conditionings related to specific problems. So beliefs like, I'm not good enough, I'm not important, I'm powerless, I'm not deserving, etc., are a partial cause of almost any relationship problem. Here are some of the beliefs that our clients, who've had a wide variety of relationship problems, have shared with us. If you're having a hard time forming a relationship, you probably believe relationships are difficult. This can exist in various forms, such as relationships don't work, relationships require a lot of effort, etc. You probably believe men or women can't be trusted. Other common beliefs are, there are no good men or women left out there, marriage is suffocating, I'll lose myself in a relationship, men are jerks or selfish or dangerous or have all the power or cheat. One self-esteem belief that's very applicable to relationship problems is, I'm unlovable. All the beliefs that cause a lack of confidence, see the list in the Natural Confidence Program at recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence, could be relevant in this situation. And there's at least one conditioning applicable to this situation, fear associated with rejection. If you've just left a failed relationship, you're likely to have concluded a bunch of negative beliefs about yourself and your former partner, which you probably hold as applicable to an entire gender, based on the specific problems you had in the relationship. You also want to check out the beliefs involved in feeling like a victim, which include life is difficult, I'll never get what I want, things never work out for me, people can't be trusted, and I can't count on others. If you're in a relationship that doesn't work, but you stay in it, you probably have many of the beliefs already mentioned. In addition to, this is all I deserve. I'll never find anything better. I can't make it on my own. I need a man or a woman in order to survive. One very common problem in non-nurturing relationships is a fear of conflict and anger. This is usually caused by anger is dangerous and conflict is dangerous, along with two conditionings, fear associated with anger and fear associated with conflict. The fear of anger and conflict keep people from standing up for themselves and saying what they want and need. And when their partner expresses anger, it leads to withdrawal instead of a conversation to resolve the issue. This was a major problem of mine for most of my life. In my recent post about not knowing what you don't know, I pointed out that often we don't strive for something better in various areas of our life because we don't think there is anything better. This is certainly true of relationships. Despite the fact that half of all marriages end in divorce, there are many unhappy couples that stay together because the partners aren't aware that something better is even possible. Such people can have any of the beliefs already mentioned, in addition to beliefs that blind them to the possibility that a better relationship is possible. Please share your thoughts about what make relationships work and not work with me and your fellow readers. And if you've identified any specific beliefs I didn't mention that underlie any type of relationship problem, please share them here also. You can share them on my blog at MortyLefko.com. And remember, if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week, have a great relationship, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.